Learn Persian with Chai and Conversation, Hafez's Badafshan, Part 3. Salam be hamigi and welcome to Part 3 of our discussion on Hafez's beautiful poem, Badafshan. Last week, we went over the first two lines of the poem, and this week, we're going to do the second two lines. Let's begin by hearing my Khale Farnaz recite the first four lines all together.
مدامم مست می دارد نسیم جعد گیسویت خرابم می کند هر دم فریب چشم جادویت پس از چندین شکیبایی شبی یا رب توان دیدن
All right, excellent. So you should have understood those first two lines, hopefully. And now let's get to the third and fourth lines. So again, the third line is read by my Khale Farnaz.
پس از چندین شکیبایی شبی یا رب توان دیدن.
All right, so first, پس از چندین. This is a super simple language that's used in everyday conversation. Let's break it down. First, Pass means after. Pass. This is a really common word, and actually something we can form using this word is pass farda. Farda is the word for tomorrow, so pass farda means the day after tomorrow. Pass farda. Okay, then as means of. As. And then finally, chandin means many. Chandin. So the full formation, pass as chandin, means after many. It's not really a formation we use in English, but literally it would be something like after of many. Pass as chandin. And then, shakibai. Shakiba is a beautiful word meaning patience. Shakiba. And shakibayi means being in the state of patience or enduring. Shakibayi. So altogether, pass as chandin shakibayi. So after much patience, basically, but more literally, following of much enduring. Pass as chandin shakibayi. And then, shabi yarab. Tavon didan. So now this is a really interesting construction that we wouldn't hear in everyday conversation. It's very, very poetic. Let's start off by saying that. So first, shabby. Shab is the word for night. Shab. And shabby means a night, as in a particular night. Shabby. And then, yarab. So this is a word I wasn't familiar with before. Yar, I know, it means a loved one, either a lover or a dear intimate friend. Yar. And from my understanding, Yarab is just an iteration of that, but is a bit closer to the divine. Yarab. And then we have the word Tavon. This means ability or power. Tavon. So someone who is very strong or is very able has a lot of Tavon. And finally, the word didan is to see in its infinitive form. Didan. Okay, so as I said, this isn't something you would say in everyday conversation in this formation, but it's poetic. The full thing is shabi yarab tavon didan. And this is a question and saying, one night, is the divine possible to see? And this almost reminds me of that line from one of my favorite English poems, The Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock, where he says, "Do I dare disturb the universe?" This has that same gravity to me, and it's in the same form, this question of, do I dare to see the divine? After so much enduring and patience, do I dare see the divine? So the full sentence then, "Pas az chandin shakibayi, shabi yarab tavon didan." So again, after so many endurances, will there come a night where I have the ability to see the divine? So let's read this together bit by bit. Pas az chandin shakibayi. Shabi yarab tavan didan. All right, very good. Now let's hear the next sentence.
Kisham e dida afruzin dar mihrab abruyat.
Oh, I love this line. So first, kisham e dida afruzim. So the word sham, that simply means candle. Sham. And dida means seen. Dida. So shatme dide means the candle of seeing. Shatme dide. So the candle that makes things visible. The candle that lights things so they can be seen. Ke shatme dide afruzim. Ke means that. Ke. And the word afruz means to light, as in to light a fire, afruz. And then adding im, ending, is the ending to either the formal or royal I or we. So we light, afruzim. So then, kishat medide afruzim means that we light the candle of seeing. Kishat medide afruzim. And the next part is dar mihrab abruyat. So first, dar means in. Dar. And this is an extremely common word. You'll hear it all the time. Dar. And abru is the word for eyebrow. Abru. And as you can see, abru and eyebrow sound really similar. They have the same Germanic roots, actually. So, abru. That should be very easy for you to remember. Abru. And to say your eyebrows, you say abruyat. And where did we hear that ending before, that at? In the first part where we learned gisuyat, which means your hair. So, same thing as gisuyat, abruyat. And one point I want to make about this is that at is actually the second person informal ending for possession. So if we use the example book or kitab, the way we would say your book is kitabat. But gisu and abru both end in vowels. So we put that ye sound in there to make it flow. Gisu yat, abru yat versus kitabat. So again, let's repeat together. Abru yat. And he says, mihrab abruyat, the mihrab of your eyebrows. What is mihrab? It means a place of worship. So basically, the altar of your eyebrows. Mihrab abruyat. So I love the way Fadi translated this section. He said, to light a candle in the altar of your eyebrows. And to me, this just seems like peak poetry. Something you just don't get in other genres. Kishat me dide afruzim dar mihrab abruyat. What incredible imagery. And this comes after all this other imagery of the beloved. The cheshme jaduyat, or your bewitching eyes, and the nasime jade gisuyat, the breeze that passes through the curls of your hair. It's painting a literal picture of the beloved that he's directing the poem towards. So this is really a sonnet at this point, a sonnet to the lover. But it also has this divine imagery. In this section, we hear of the yarab, or the divine, and also the mihrab, the place of worship. So again, a lot going on here in these four lines that we've studied so far. Let's repeat this last line together, piece by piece. Kishat medide afruzim. Dar mihrab abruyat. All right, and now both lines together, let's say them together. I'll say it slowly and you repeat after me. پس از چندین شکیبایی شبی یارب توان دیدن که شمع دیده افروزیم در محراب ابرویت. All right, and now let's listen to my Khale Farnaz again. Repeat the first four lines. Hopefully at this point you understand the whole thing.
مدام مست می‌دارد نسیم جعد گیسویت. خرابم می‌کند هر دم فریب چشم جادویت. پس از چندین شکیبایی شبی یارب توان دیدن که شمع دیده افروزیم در محراب ابرویت.
Wonderful. And that brings us to the end of this lesson. We'll be back next week with the next two lines of the poem. And until then, خداحافظ from Leila.